listening to The Potato Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by All-Star Manufacturing and Design, your source for better-built potato seed cutters, treaters, and custom seed handling equipment. Check them out at allstarmfgllc.com.
All right, today we are on thepotatopodcast.com with Jeannie Debbins. If you go to many potato shows in the West and even in Canada, you've probably seen Jeannie there. She's the one that's always smiling and in a good mood, and also has some amazing handouts that they give out from the PVMI. Very top-notch quality. Good-looking stuff. So, Jeannie, tell us, what exactly is PVMI?
PVMI stands for the Potato Variety Management Institute, and it was set up in 2005 by the three potato commissions of the Pacific Northwest, Oregon State University, Washington State University, and the University of Idaho. They got together and decided that the varieties were not being administered and money could go back to the universities if there was a way to administer them. So they did a feasibility study, and they showed it would work. And that was about 2004. In 2005, they put together this nonprofit company in Idaho, and I was hired in 2006, in July 2006, and have been working on it ever since. PVMI is a nonprofit with the purpose of promoting and administering the new potato varieties that come out of the Tri-State Potato Research and Breeding Program.
And the Tri-State being the Pacific Northwest, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
That's right.
And they collaborate, these universities collaborate together, develop new varieties, and then they don't send them out to be tested by growers, but growers can participate in the testing program, right?
Right. Well, it turns out that this variety development program has been going since 1985, and there's been quite a successful collaboration with the three universities and the Agricultural Research Service, and they've come up with several of the major processing varieties that are used today, Ranger Russet and Umatilla being two of them.
Mm-hmm. So you're always working on new varieties, I'm sure, or the universities are. What does a grower have to do to participate in the testing that goes on before the varieties actually are available to purchase?
Well, the way it works is that it's a long process. All potatoes that are commercial in the tri-states are bred in the traditional way. That's pollen on anthers. And it takes from 10 to 15 years between the initial cross until it's actually released. And during the last few years of the process, those lines are available to trial under an MPA. Several growers and the processors are very material transfer agreement. It's a three-page agreement that says that the person growing the potatoes knows that this variety is the intellectual property of the university. So that's all administered through the universities. PVMI only starts after the potato variety has been released, and then the universities and PVMI have a master license agreement in which they assign the intellectual property for a period of time to PVMI to do the promotion and administration.
Let's talk about some of the other varieties. I know you were instrumental in Clearwater Russet, right?
Clearwater Russet is a very exciting story. It was released in 2009, the end of the year in 2016. 7 years after its release, it was accepted by McDonald's as one of the potato varieties that meets its golden standard for Mac fries. There's a very limited group, which includes Russet Burbank, Ranger Russet, Umatilla, and Shepherdine. And then in the end of 2016, that McDonald's quality accepted Clearwater Russet, Blazer Russet, and Ivory Russet, which are three new ones added to that group. So from that time on, the demand for Clearwater has really grown. I'm sure Clearwater was accepted by McDonald's for its superior processing quality. It stores well, and it makes excellent color fries from cold storage, and it has superior processing quality.
Which makes sense for McDonald's to want a variety like that. The growth, we've heard from some growers ourselves that have switched over, or some seed growers especially, that are now growing some Clearwater Russet seed that weren't before. And that led us to look into the growth of Clearwater Russet. And you were good enough to send me some numbers here. In 2017, the total U.S. acreage of Clearwater Russet was just over 19,000 acres. And in 2018, so 1 year later, it was over 30,000 acres, which is an increase of 60%. So it's quite a success story, and pretty much due to McDonald's, right?
Yeah, because they've demanded it.
Right. Okay, so what are some other varieties? You've got some other new things happening. Pommerel Russet and is one, I believe, and Huckleberry Gold.
Yeah, Pommerel Russet was one of those potatoes that came through the program and looked very good, except the yield wasn't outstanding. It was just good, but all the potatoes came out of the ground looking just like each other with very, very good form, and it had good qualities. It was just kind of floundering in our program until Jeanette Cardinal in Quebec of Laurentian Potatoes said, "Can I try that?" So under an MTA, Material Transfer Agreement, she got a limited amount of the potatoes and said, "This is the best potato we've ever seen." So she asked that she could get an exclusive in Canada for this particular russet for the fresh market. Based on that, and with the money she provided to get it protected, plant variety protection and plant breeders' rights in the U.S. and Canada were applied for, and it was released. And since that time, it's been found to grow very well here, and at least one processor I know of is quite interested in it for processing, an early processor. Huckleberry Gold was released in 2012, and it's a purple-skinned, yellow flesh variety that is very unique because it's a yellow flesh variety that isn't waxy. It's fluffy like a russet would be. It has excellent taste. It's a good organic choice. It grows very well organically. The purple skin stays shiny, so that's nice as well. And in early tests, it was found to have a low glycemic index, which means that diabetics are particularly interested in this line.
Yeah, it's amazing. Beautiful potato with health benefits besides. So it's basically fresh market then, Huckleberry Gold.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, although it can make fries and chips. It is basically fresh market.
That sounds like it's going to be a winner. You've got quite a bit of that out right now, or is that still pretty new?
Well, it's new in the United States, but it turns out the same woman, Jeanette Cardinal, in Canada, has been able to find a market for it and has garnered a lot of demand there. So she's doing well with that line as well. And several people here are growing it organically quite successfully. I think it's still early days in the United States for that line. It's a beautiful potato, and it tastes really good.
Yeah, I've seen it, the samples that you've bring to trade shows, and it is beautiful. What about the Castle Russet, another new variety?
Castle Russet is an exciting variety. It has a fantastic disease package. It's resistant to Erwinia soft rot, PVY, potato mop top virus, corky ring spot, and Fusarium dry rot. So that's a really good disease resistant package. It has a very nice taste. It has good processing qualities, and at least one processor is very, very excited about it. This was a cross by Dr. Chuck Brown, and it was only released last year. So it's still very new. It's very promising.
Okay. Well, watch for more of that and have a close look at a trade show coming up near you, hopefully.
I'll have it on the stand at the Potato Expo and in Pocatello at the Idaho Potato Conference and in Washington State.
At the Washington, Oregon Conference. Okay, so you told me earlier that you had recently made a trip to Germany in September, I believe, and I'm not you were there to launch some, go to a trade show, or what was that Germany trip about?
In 2012, I was approached by a German company called Agrofrost, their processors, and I think they might be the fourth largest in Europe and the largest in Germany. And they were very interested to form a partnership with PVMI because the tri-states are known around the world for the premier processing russet development. And so at that time, mini tubers were sent over. And since that time, we've been cooperating and trials have been run. In fact, myself and Jeff Harper, who's on my board from Mountain Home, went over there to see the trials. And they've had a lot of success. They work very closely with McDonald's in Germany and in Europe. With the acceptance by McDonald's of Clearwater and Blazer and the success growing them in Germany, Agrofrost and their associated seed company, Interseed, organized a launch for all the other processors and seed companies in Europe so that they would be introduced to these varieties. And they invited myself over to talk, and as well as Dr. Mike Thornton. At the meeting was Gareth Walsh, who's the quality procurement person for Europe.
For McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he spoke. And Interseed also presented data from our varieties there. And after the meeting, we went out to the field and saw them growing. And the nice thing was, is our varieties, the PVMI varieties there, performed really well. This is a severely drought year for Germany, and they don't have a lot of irrigation there. And considering the difficult season they had, our varieties looked very good. So that was exciting. And there was a lot of interest in Europe and Turkey. There were people from Poland there. It was quite exciting to see the potential future markets there.
That's fantastic. So you haven't actually been shipping anything commercially there yet? Just some trials.
In fact, I don't believe anybody ships seed or commercial potatoes, fresh potatoes, into Europe. I don't think that actually happens. The company I work with, Interseed, is able to get a special permit to ship mini tubers, a limited quantity in every few years, just to get our new varieties established there. From there, they re-isolate them and start growing tissue culture to propagate them in the future.
Okay, well, that does sound like a fun emerging market for you.
It's a very good partnership for PVMI and the Tri-State Breeding Program.
Yes, sounds good. Is there anything else that you're working on right now, new, that you want to talk about?
Well, I've started to develop user guides. The idea was originally for Clearwater Russet. So many people are starting to grow it so quickly. I thought it would be a good way to get the information out, the practical information for the person in the tractor or organizing the fertility or whatever it is, so that they'd have an introduction. And when I introduced this to the research scientists, they said we should do this for all the varieties.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
We're going to start with Clearwater. Mm-hmm. But I foresee it. We're putting together the information now, but I foresee it as kind of a pocket spiral guide that can go far and wide, and that could possibly be also downloaded through the internet if somebody needed to get a copy real quickly.
So basically a how to grow this type of variety. Yeah. And that's an excellent idea.
The thing with PVMI and what I do is collect royalties based on the seed sales. Is if the varieties are successful, PVMI is successful. If the varieties are not successful, then there'll be no royalties and seed sales. So I try to do everything I can to help the success of the varieties and the people who grow them.
Well, I know for a fact you do a great job at shows and very good marketing materials, as I mentioned to start this segment. And you also have a very good website. So if there's any growers out there that are interested in, say, trying some Clearwater russets next year, you can go on to the pvmi.org and look up the variety, and then there's a spot you click to see what seed growers are producing it. And I found that to be very handy.
I think a lot of people use it. And the reason I say that is because I'll get calls to say, oh, by the way, our email or our phone number has changed. Can you update it on the site? So I'm very excited that it's a service to people.
All right. Very good. Well, Jeannie Debbins with PVMI, we want to thank you for joining the Potato Podcast today. And we wish you luck in this coming season and in years to come. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the trade shows this winter. And again, you'll be at the Potato Expo in Austin, the Pocatello Potato Schools, and the Washington, Oregon Potato Conference in Kennewick, right?
Yes, yes. Well, in fact, Laura Ewan works with me, and because the Idaho and Washington shows are at the same week this year, organized for this to occur at the same week, Laura Ewing will be in Idaho, and I will be in Washington. So I'm really thankful I've got help for that.
Yeah.
And I'm just really pleased that I get to represent these fantastic varieties that are a result of the excellent cooperative program in the Pacific Northwest.
It is a great program, and we're glad the industry has it. Jeannie, thank you so much for joining the Potato Podcast today.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
And opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.